Good to see everyone this morning. We'll welcome you to our Bible study. This morning we're going to get in Daniel chapter 7. We had a review last week of the first six chapters. So, a lot in this book, a lot of symbols, a lot of prophecies, and we'll get into chapter 7 in a moment. Before we do, let's go to God in prayer, please. Almighty God, we thank you so much for giving us life this morning and being able to be here, decent health. We pray that you will continue to watch over the church here and help us be faithful, grow, try to grow in number and grow spiritually. Thank you for Daryl coming, Karen, and him bringing us the lesson this morning. God, we pray that you'll be with all the sick, so many, and we just pray you'll help us learn your word, take time to study daily in our lives, and give you the honor and glory. Forgive us, God, when we fail you and fall short. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 7. Yeah, we had a review last week, the first six chapters, but so we want to continue to move on now. And this chapter 7's a lot in here, and it's really, we're going to see that Daniel has a dream now, and he is even troubled by it. He don't understand everything either, but all around God, of course, gives him ability to learn and do God's will. So let's go to chapter 7. We'll read several verses here and go over them and see what some of our commentaries say. And if you have any comments or anything you want to add, because there's a lot here and it's not all easy to understand, but we'll do our best. Chapter 7. Now we see Daniel's going to have a dream. It's a little different than Nebuchadnezzar and the other kings. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. Here's Daniel having a dream. And visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told some of the matters. Told all that happened. Some. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, four winds of the heavens drove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Okay, we'll stop there and just see what he's saying here. After the first year of the king here, want to remember of some of these chapters here. With this chapter, the book takes a different characteristics. Will be made up almost entirely of prophecies. However, since the chapter are not chronological, they're not exactly in order as we see Daniel these 12 chapters. But we're going to see here now what happens here. Verse 2, or he had a dream. Verse 2, Daniel spake and said, I saw my visions by night. It was at night, as usually when people sleep. And behold, four winds of heaven strove upon the great sea. Four winds of heaven. I believe he's saying here that the four winds is powerful. And this great sea of humanity was stirred up by the four winds, and it brought four great beasts. So it was huge, wasn't it? And they correspond to four world kingdoms. This is supposed to be the four kingdoms at that time. And we'll get into that in just a little bit. Four great kingdoms. Verse 3, and four great beasts came up from the sea. Diverse one from another. These different one from another. And he says in verse 4, We'll see what these beasts look like. The first was like a lion. He had eagle wings. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked up and was lifted up from the earth and may stand upon the man's feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. What's he saying here? First was like a lion. I think he's saying here, one commentary says he's talking about Babylon. This is a kingdom of Babylon. Was like a lion, which indicates what? What do you think a lion is made of? What do they use to call a lion? And he's a what? Of the forest. Yeah. Great strength. A lion has great strength. We can see that in chapter 2:37. If we go back there, we won't take time to go back to all these verses. It says it had eagle wings. This indicates the ability to soar and cover the whole area of mankind. God had a way of telling these stories of prophecies in a way it's beyond our imagination, but we'll get the best we can out of it. It had ability to soar. Man's heart given to him signifies the heart. Beast referred to something composed of intelligence, human beings, which was true of the Babylon Empire. We know the Babylon Empire was intelligent. These was great empires, even though they didn't all serve God, did they? They had a lot of false worships and things. Okay, if you have any comments or anything, just please help up here. Speak up. First was like a lion, had eagle wings. Okay, verse 5, what's he say? Would you want to read that, Daryl?
Verse 5?
Yeah. Okay. The idea of what he's saying here.
We're going off of the idea that it's possibly the nations that follow them that would be speaking possibly about the Medo-Persian Empire, not unlike Nebuchadnezzar's dream that he had himself, where he had the different kingdoms appear.
Okay. Yes. This was a Persian Empire. And under the symbol of the bear, as the largest species of these animals was found in Media, a mountainous, cold, and roughy country covered with woods. So we see here another kingdom was powerful, and bears are powerful. We don't know, understand why God uses these kind of things, but He knows best, and he just learn the best we can of these. The bear is most vicious, cruel animal. The bear is, of course, we know is very large and strong. And this is a Persian Empire.
Well, you know, Tom, I'm going to just jump back to the first verse for just a second. That it talks about the fact that Daniel had this dream and visions in the first year. So this occurred most likely even before Nebuchadnezzar had his vision.
Right.
And dream of what he saw. And of course, Daniel interpreted it. And, you know, this may have been, you know, just something that God said him to preparing for what he was going to have to answer later.
Yep. Yeah, these chapters, they're not right in order. Things happen different times, didn't it? So anyway, like a bear, it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of between the teeth of it, and they said thrust unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Okay. Okay, and that's the second one. Now, let's see what the third is. Verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon it the back of the four wings, a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given it. Here's another another kingdom. And we see a leopard is not as strong as the bears or the first ones. But what's a leopard? What's a leopard? How are they? What kind of animal are they? It's like a cat, some in the line of a cat, but what? It's smaller.
One of the most swift that there is. Yeah. And very cunning.
Yeah. They're swift, fast. And like the other cats, they're fast. One cat, or one of them, can run up 70 miles an hour, I guess, I've read before. Maybe not the leopard, but what is that, Jim? You remember the fastest animal?
I know what you mean. I can't think of the word.
Cheetah.
Pardon?
Cheetah.
Thanks. Yep. I think I can run up 70 mile an hour for short distance. That's fast, isn't it? Swift animal. Will you turn to Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 8, please? It talks a little bit about this. Habakkuk, that's in the Old Testament. If you'll turn there and someone read that, please. Whenever you find it. 1, verse 8. I believe it was. I'm sorry, I said Habakkuk.
Habakkuk 1 and 8.
Yeah.
Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than evening wolves. Their chargers charge ahead, their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat.
Okay. It kind of describes a little bit there. Okay. So we see that that's the next one. Okay. Now, let's go on here. Go on to 7 here. Now the fourth beast. The fourth beast. Someone want to read that verse, please, in Daniel 7. Thank you. Fourth beast is now this beast, fourth beast, Roman, his stripe is dreadful and terrible. The first word is from original that means to be look dangerous. The second is defined in lexicon as mighty. And both of these characteristics were true of the Roman Empire as history abundantly shows. This is the Roman Empire. All these empires are strong, and this one's the strongest yet.
You know, back over in the second chapter of Daniel, when Daniel's interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream, said, talking about there. This is in Daniel 2 and verse 40.
Right.
Shall be as strong as iron, and in as much as iron breaks in pieces, and the verse you just read talked about breaking into pieces and shatters everything, and like iron it crushes, the kingdom then would break in pieces and crush all the others. And this is, you know, kind of what, almost like repeated in a lot of ways there in chapter 7. And it was breaking in pieces and trampling the residue, or meaning whatever was left under his feet.
Right. Thank you.
Tom, if you turn over to, I forget now, but the chapter, it'll tell us that these four, this fourth beast is going to destroy the animals.
Right. Yeah. It's the, we're getting into God's, his thing here now. Okay. You want to read that?
It says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be the first from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall trend it down and break it into pieces.
Okay.
And they'll be split up.
Yes. We'll see the Lord's work here. Lord's work again, this book of Daniel. To bring forth the church, the true, wonderful church that was established. The kingdom will never end. That's what our whole goal is, to see this. We might not understand all these symbols and these animal things here, but we know that this book is about God's kingdom coming, or came. Read a few comments Jeff Jones had here. I saw a great beast, fourth. From this is allowed in all hands to be the Roman Empire, as we said. It was dreadful, terrible, exceedingly strong. There it is, exceedingly strong, as Dave said. And devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue. Destroyed these other kingdoms. Remains of the former kingdoms with its feet. It reduced Myrton in a Roman province about 168 years before Christ. Okay. There's much more to read there, but we won't take time for all this. But get a glimpse of some of these things here. Remember the fourth beast, verse 7, Roman Empire, and destroyed all these others, as Dave read, and also Darrell went to chapter 2, verse 40. Okay? A lot in here. Okay, any comments? We'll just go on to verse 8 now. Verse 8. I'm looking from two or three different places here. Verse 8 now. I considered the horns. There it is, the horns had horns. Behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Verse 9, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, the ancients of days did sit, whose garments were white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued out and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. Let's go over these three verses a little bit. Verse 8, he said, I considered the horns, and behold, there came among them little horns. You know, remember, Daniel even was troubled with this dream, but if you look, verse 28, I want to get ahead of this a little bit, but I'll go back to 8. He said, in the verse 27, 28, the last two verses, "And the kingdom, the dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions will serve and obey him." He says in verse 28, "Hereunto is the end of the matter." This is the end of this chapter, but or dream, he says, the end of, "As for me, Daniel, my congregation most troubled me." He was troubled by all this. "And my countenance or appearance changed in me. But," he says, "I kept the matter in my heart." So if Daniel was troubled by some of these things, or, you know, we're not going to understand everything, but we can get, we know that God's kingdom came and is here forever, the church, through all this working of God.
Now that phrase, "kept the matter in my heart," not so different from that of Mary, the mother of Jesus, where she kept many of the things that happened with him in her heart, wondered what they all were about.
Yeah. And they was close to God. Look how close Daniel, he's the God you... And they didn't understand everything. Paul didn't probably didn't, he didn't understand everything, why this or that, but he did what God told him to do. And he had joy doing God's work. But I think that tells us a lot, that we're not going to understand everything here, but Daniel didn't either, but he kept it in his heart and he did what God wanted, as Mary did. She kept it in her heart, the sayings of the angels that came to her when she had Jesus. Okay.
You know, Tom, it makes us kind of look back, and we see this is done because these people have made golden images and started worshiping another god and turned away from God.
Yeah.
So it says, makes you think, what's going to happen to the country we live in?
Yeah.
You know, what could be next for our country?
Yeah.
Because we definitely are turning away from God.
Further and further.
Yeah.
Yep. We can't take lightly God, what God says to do. It just won't work and have a peaceful nation or a peaceful world. It won't work.
If you don't have a peaceful nation, it starts all with God.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that disturbed me when you have a news conference and there's been a battle, not an American soldier was killed.
Nope. The Bible says in Proverbs, "Blessed is the nation that God is their Lord." That's not the way it is it? And look, God control all this. He's in control as we see providence of God. Okay, see where is that here? Verse 8 there, it says, "I considered the horns." He considered the horns, "and beheld, there came among them another little horn, and behold, whom there was three of the first horns." If we just take these and read them like that, we have to, like I say, study and get commentary and see what they say, and of course, let God take care of the rest, but still, we all know that the kingdom, this is to fulfill the kingdom that came, is here today, the church, and it took is over all these other kingdoms. This is the whole idea of Daniel's book, I believe. If you have any other comments, why? Here's another one. Another little horn among Protestants writing, and this considered to be the popedom. I had something here I wanted to read. I'll get here in a second. Look at verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hairs of his head like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame. What's he saying here in verse 9? Not only was religion a state affair in the world empires, but that religion was forced upon the subjects without regard for their personal convictions. As long as a condition existed, institution of world empires could exist also. But God proposed to introduce an institution into the midst of these kings. That's Daniel 2:44, where he's going to set up the kingdom. That was to change things and teach principles and individual responsibility that would result in the downfall of these world powers. And that is prediction in the words, till the thrones be cast down, in this verse. If you look at that verse 9, we're just going to stop here in a second. The ancients of days. Anyone have any idea of what he's saying there? He says, behold, the throne was cast down, the ancients of days, what's it say? Did sit, whose garments were white as snow. Ancients of days, that's the same being as is called the God of heaven. He's saying God of heaven in chapter 2:44. God of heavens, ancients of days. Okay? We'll read verse 10, then we'll stop there and start over around 10 again, have a little review in the chapter. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment seat was set and the books were open. Fiery stream is a symbol of the forceful discharge of truth. You know, the truth is belittled today, isn't it? The truth is spoken evil of. Paul said one time, Galatians, he said 4:16, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And truth being taught, you're going to make enemies. People don't want to hear the truth that proceeds from God. The many thousands refers to the extent of God's dominion over the lives of mankind. Judgment set. Books open indicates that God is about to put into execution his determination to overthrow and reign of the whole empires.
Small and great standing before God, and books were opened. And then another book that was opened, which was the book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their things, by their works, by the things which were written in the books. And that's not unlike what Daniel's saying. He said, I saw books open.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about the coming of the Ancient of Days. Seems like it could be referring to the end of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know the books are going to be open someday, and the book of life are written, our names written there or not. And we'll stop there now and start have a review about verse 10 next week. Thank you.